Welcome to the Audio Renaissance presentation of Longitudes and Attitudes, Exploring the World After September 11th. Written by Thomas L. Friedman. Adapted for audio by Richard O'Connor. Produced by Tony Hutz. And now here is Thomas L. Friedman.
Hello. Long before the events of September 11th, 2001, I always said that being the foreign affairs columnist for the New York Times was the best job in the world, the most fun you could have legally that I knew of. You got to be a tourist with an attitude, and they paid you for it. My basic view has not changed since 9/11, but I am not sure I would call the job fun since then. I think compelling would probably be a better description. It has been enormously compelling to have the freedom to explore and write about the biggest single news story in my life. From the beginning, two concerns really drove my reporting. The first was a desire to fully comprehend who the 19 suicide hijackers were who burst into our lives on 9/11, and what motivated them to do what they did, and what motivated large parts of the Arab and Muslim worlds to give them passive support. It seemed to me that if we as a nation could not satisfactorily answer that big question, who were they? We would never begin to be safe again and would never be able to take appropriate steps to protect ourselves from the next 9/11. The other issue that motivated me was a desire to better understand and express who we are, we America.